We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Saints offense looked amazing.
Making it rain.
Derek Carr was incredible. A.T. Perry, hype train, y'all. Dennis Allen has signed more LSU Tigers in 2 years than Sean Payton did in 15. Saints on the road to 23-0. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are live on Twitch. Make sure to follow us on Twitch. And remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Smash that like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/Saints Happy Hour and get 2 months for free. Annual patrons get a special welcome gift of our Saints season survival mug. Get one before they run out. Dave's father-in-law just became a patron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Clark. Thank you, Andrew. I know I'm probably forgetting somebody because Dave, we had a ton of people sign up this week. It's back to football.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Carlos and Corey and Matt, they all signed up. People, it's back to football. They know where it's at. They know where the fun is. They're signing up, getting their swag box, getting their mugs. They know where it is. So our off-season MVP contest is underway. If you ever wanted to be on the main show and tell Kevin to shut up, not tonight because he's not here. Or do you enjoy Dave going to the bathroom in person? Or do you want to grill Andrew about his sources? Not tonight because he's on vacation, some boosh fest on the East Coast. Now you can.
It's in the Gulf.
The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing to sit in with us on the main show. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar bottle booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. Some of them are as many as 15 years old, 20 years old. This is Largo Bay Pineapple. This one's awful. Budrich, I don't think he gets the idea of the game. Dave, he was nice enough to send me alcohol, but he sent me really good, classy stuff like Crown Royal Vanilla, Amaretta, Johnny Walker Black. Budrich, we love you.
What? He sent you Johnny Walker Black. Yeah, Budrich, you've totally missed the point of this. You're supposed
to. Maybe they are poisoned. Maybe they're poisoned. You never know, man.
Well, I was going to say, unless that Johnny Walker Black was like opened and half drank and then the rest filled with water 80 years ago. Then maybe that would qualify for what we're trying to accomplish here.
Or maybe they are old, Ralph.
Maybe.
You didn't take that into account.
It's liquor. If they're old, that would just make that Johnny Walker Black even better.
That's right. I don't think that's the problem. But thank you, Budrich. And if any other listeners or patrons want to send me mini bar bottles, my Discord DMs are open for patrons, and my Twitter DM or X or whatever the hell DMs are open. You can send me stuff.
X. We're not calling it that.
We're not. No one's calling it.
Your no ex, ex-DMs.
Thomas, do we have an MVP leader right out the gate?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. Last week, Hatchet John won. And guess who's leading right now the hype train? Hatchet John with 5,000 bits. Also, thanks to Terrorik for subscribing for free with Twitch Prime. To Badridge for 100 bits and with donation. Bits in memory of the late Alex Collins. Thanks to Real Uncle Mitty for subscribing for 22 straight months. Damn, that's a long time. And then to Terrorik for additional 2,000 bits.
Wow.
So we are almost there, Ralph. Get ready,
man. What if we're not doing this in 22 months? Does he get some kind of money refund or something?
Octoberist, thanks for joining us. We got almost 32 people in the chat. So on the live stream. So thanks for joining us. Hatchet John, the regulars, Butterich, Jason Champagne, as always. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Dave, I'm drinking Miller High Life.
What are you drinking? You know what? It's actually a good thing you're speaking of my father-in-law, Joe, our new patron. It's a good thing you're drinking Miller High Life. That's an okay brand. I'm drinking a Mai Tai, a traditional Mai Tai.
So
delicious.
The Saints win.
By the way, I'm also. This is another. I'm wearing today's
Dennis
outfit.
Allen.
Today's outfit is another piece from the Dennis Allen
collection.
Couture line. this is. It's a long sleeve Nike. It's got the Saints logo on the front. It's got, you can't see it because of my camera, but it's got his name on the inside.
You need to wear, I want you to see, wear the one that says team in the big letters and me in the small letters. I guess you'll get those next year.
You're going
to be like a year late.
If I can remember tomorrow, I'm going to email my buddy and be like, hey, if you get that shirt, hold that on to that.
I need that one.
Yeah.
So, but Dave, we always like when Kevin and Andrew are here, but I'm really glad you're here tonight because you went to the game yesterday. The Saints won a hilarious.
You did there. See, it's weird because yesterday was the first preseason game I can remember that was ever like a noon kickoff.
Yes,
that was
on
totally
a Sunday.
Weird.
Yeah.
That was totally weird. I can't remember ever going to a daytime preseason game.
It was
game.
Weird. I wasn't as excited for it as I normally am for the preseason games because they're like on a Thursday or Friday. But the thing that I was going to ask you about, the crowd looked more people than normal of a preseason game, like on a Thursday. And the energy in the dome, like on the TV, it felt like higher energy, more intensity than a normal preseason game. Was that correct or no?
I don't. You know what? It's been a while since I've gone to a preseason game. In the last few years, I've stopped going to the preseason. I used to go to every single game years ago, but I stopped going to the preseason games. But my son wanted to go, and my in-laws, I went with Joe, actually, speak of the devil. So I don't know. It was. You know, compared to a regular game, it was tame.
How's them renovations coming along? The dome.
Good. Yeah, no, we were. So I didn't sit in my regular seats. So I didn't sit in 140 like I normally do. So I don't know if they did anything to my section. We were sitting in the club level yesterday. But it did look nice. I didn't get to see like the atrium. There was a worker who stopped us on the way out. And he was like, oh, have you gone around with GA and seen all the new renovations? Blah, blah, blah. He was like kind of talking us up and schmoozing us.
I did not realize that it was $500 million of renovation.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to spend money and tear it down and build something new, then you got to spend a lot of money.
That's right.
You know, it's like an old house. The dome is just like all the old houses. And I used to own one of these old houses in New Orleans, where it's just a money pit. You just got to keep pouring money into it. That's the Superdome. The Superdome is like an old Victorian. Yeah, it's like an old Victorian house on State Street that's been around for 120 years. It's got original wood flooring, it's just a total money pit.
That's why people come to this podcast. They're like other podcasts are breaking down routes, breaking down blocking schemes. Dave is comparing the Superdome to a Victorian house in Uptown.
Yeah. There was a good crowd. I was surprised how many Chiefs fans were there. There were a lot of Chiefs fans. I have to assume that they live here or in the area and that Chiefs fans are not traveling from
No,
Kansas City just for a preseason game.
I would think, no, if you
what,
if
just you to were, get a trip out of New Orleans yeah, in this like heat. Just, well, enjoy the heat, folks.
Enjoy the heat. I mean, like when you plan the when you plan the trip and you're in Kansas City, you're like, yes, it's going to be hot in New Orleans, but it's not going to be. It's not going to be living on the sun hot.
It's living on the sun hot here in New Orleans. It is living on the goddamn sun hot here in New Orleans.
We are at day
tomorrow. Seven. There's a cool front coming through. It's going to be 93.
We're on day nine. We're on day 17 straight of at least 100 degrees in Houston.
Yeah, it's fine though.
So listen, the Saints won 26-24 in hilarious fashion.
Wait, so I wasn't done. Okay, so. I would say crowd was like 75% full. The new hype video was cool. They got a new hype video that they play before the team runs out. And obviously it's preseason, so they don't do player introductions. They just come out as a team. But the new hype video is pretty badass. You know, I would say some of the biggest applause was noticeably was Jimmy Graham's catch.
Yes, right.
No, I didn't think it was that loud or anything like that, but it was a good time. A lot of families there. Preseason games are always good to bring the kids. It's laid back.
Because you can leave early. You're like, ah,
although if you left early in this one, like we did.
You missed out.
You missed out. We watched it on TV at home, but we did leave early.
The ending of that game needed Benny Hill music. But listen, Saints won. Derek Carr was amazing. 6 of 8, 70 yards. He threw a touchdown to Keith Kirkwood, his morning workout buddy. But here's the thing about Derek Carr. I find his voice, Dave, very soothing and hypnotic. But he was like it felt like his interview. He said he felt like a kid the first day of kindergarten. He was just trying to figure out where to sit. Where to park. He followed Eric McCoy, and he wanted to know where the snacks were. Thomas, play that sound.
Well, when I woke up this morning,
I couldn't be there again this week.
I followed Eric McCoy in. I was like, well, I don't know where to go to park. Like, well, can I follow you? You know, and as soon as I got in here, you know, Reg was showing me everything, like everything there is in the locker room. I was like, all right, where's the shower? You know, where's the snacks? You know, like all that stuff. So I was, you know, everything was new. So for me to get out there, more importantly, and play football, you know, in the stadium, this time when it wasn't loud, and we can operate and do those kind of things. It was important to me to do that. It doesn't matter how old I am and how many years I played in the NFL. To do it with a new group, all new receivers, and for everyone to be in there and playing, I think is a mark of this team that we just, any chance we can get to go out there and coach will let us, you know, we just want to compete and play.
I find his voice is hypnotic. It's nice. Soothing.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I appreciate the fact that he doesn't dress like hello fellow teenagers, Andy Dalton, with the cat back and the white tee.
Don't they do a walkthrough? Isn't that the whole point of doing the walkthrough, is so that you know where all the things are on game day and there are no surprises? Like, I'm kind of weird that he was.
Yeah, but I don't know necessarily when they do a walkthrough.
They don't do the snacks. They skip the snack portion.
That's the most important thing, man.
They're like, here's the football field. Here's where you're going to be playing. Here's the sidelines.
See,
here's
that's
the locker room, but they don't go. They don't go
this
over.
This is what annoys me with the New Orleans media. They don't ask the good questions. He talked about the snacks.
Right. What snacks do they have?
I
know. Cat Terrell.
Follow-up.
Correct. Cat Terrell, I expect more from you.
Yeah.
This is on you.
You know, people are like, oh, the New Orleans media for such a small market, they're good. And they don't ask the right questions at the right times. They just, it was sitting the fastball right down the middle, and they just watched it go by.
Yeah. My wife had this to say. She texted me during the game. She didn't come to the game with us, but she texted me during the game a picture of Derek Carr, and she's like, are people talking about how attractive Derek Carr is? And I was like, no, they were talking about like his eyeliner and his guy
liner. His name is Derek.
And then she said, oh, never mind. I saw another picture and he doesn't look as cute. So she thinks he's a two-face. Derek Carr is a two-face.
Well,
according to my wife.
Thomas, I don't know if you have that picture. They have like the pre-Saints Derek Carr and the post-Saints Derek Carr. He's like...
Yeah, with the muscles. Yeah.
My wife said, did he go to prison in the offseason?
My wife!
and she also said he looked like... He looked like a young Merle Haggard. That's what my wife said. I don't know about that.
Maybe he wants Kamara to have company, man.
So, but that's a great, Thomas, that's a great segue by you. Dave, another thing that was amazing for the Saints, Alvin Kamara, he caught more passes yesterday than he had the previous 2 years combined. 3 runs, 2 catches, looked great, looked fantastic. I don't need to see any more of him. Yep. I don't need to see any more of Jamal Williams.
Put him up on a shelf.
Bubble wrap. I said on Channel 4 this morning, it's a few good men, Colonel Jessup. They are not to be touched. So we're done. Like the backup running back, Merriweather. They signed Darrell Williams right before the show tonight. Give him some carries. They can pull a fan, like a Saints fan that's out in California. He can win, get a carry week. They can give him a couple carries, but not Jamal Williams and not Darrell Williams. I don't need carries. Keep him in bubble wrap. Kamara, I've seen enough of it. And Dave, the A.T. Perry hype train is at unsafe FDA level.
According to my son, A.T. Perry is the GOAT. I brought my son to the game. He wanted to go. And this is like, I think he's finally at the age he's gotten into sports and like he's finally into the Saints and football and he pays attention and he knows what's going on. He's 11. Okay. He came a little late to the sports party, but that's fine. I love it. So he was asking all kinds of questions. He had, I'm holding up. He had one of the rosters, got the roster by alphabet, by position, pronunciations of people's names, the depth chart, all that. I was teaching him everything I knew. It was a good time. And obviously, A.T. Perry was the standout, so he says A.T. Perry
is
the GOAT.
Question
for
the
chat. By the way, I looked it up. Do you know what A.T. stands for?
What does it stand for?
All the tutties. All the tutties.
All the tutties.
All the tutties.
This is a question for the chat. And by the way, there were Hatchet John agreed there was a lot of Chiefs fan there. But here's a question for the people in the chat. Who's had a more magnificent preseason? A.T. Perry this year or Marquez Callaway? 2 years ago.
Well, I don't know. The jury's still out this year. You know, we had a whole preseason to see Marquez Callaway. This is one game, so we'll see what's going on. By the way, actually, AT doesn't stand. It stands for like Anatorian or whatever. It's just one word. It's just one. That's his first name. So that doesn't make sense though. It doesn't stand for two separate names. It's just his name is Anatorian. So it'd be like if you just called yourself RL Malbro. I don't know. It's weird.
If I call myself like RA.
Right.
DV Cariello.
Yeah. Although RA Malbro sounds like the guy who inherited all the millions from his family and blew it all on gambling. RA Malbro. The heir to the heir to an oil fortune, and he blew it all on parlay bets and roulette.
This is sounding oddly specific. I texted you guys during the game. I was like, okay, so A.T. Perry, is he the next Michael Thomas or is he the next Adrian Arrington?
Well, Adrian Arrington didn't do jack squat. I will say this about A.T. Perry, and I wouldn't say I was arguing with people on Twitter. I was just pointing it out. Like, people are like, oh, I wonder if he's going to make the roster. Like, he made the roster yesterday. They can't cut him. Like, they're not sneaking a draft pick through waivers that caught six passes and a touchdown in the preseason because they have enough teams, Dave, that have crappy receivers that'll be like, we're claiming him. He's made the team.
Can he return kicks?
I don't think so. That's the trick. That's the thing. Like, if they keep more receivers, they got to be able to play special teams, I would think. So it becomes really interesting. Jason Champagne says it's like J Bullock from Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Jim J. Bullock, yeah.
Jim J. Bullock, yeah, from Hollywood Squares.
Was he the center square or was he the corner square?
No, he was never.
Center square? Joan Rivers?
No, it was Whoopi Goldberg was the center square one time. I forget his name, but he was a famous guy a comedian in the 70s. He was always... And he was.
I wish Kevin was here. He would look that up. I don't care to know enough to look it up. Actually, maybe I do. I'm gonna look.
That was interesting with the Saints. The other thing is why the running backs need to be in bubble wrap. Dave is fortunately Kendre Miller played behind the Saints' terrible offensive line, and he got injured. He's gonna be out for 2 weeks. But like 2 weeks, that's the last two preseason games. Then you have the off week, and then you week one. I don't see there's any chance that like that Kendra Miller, if he misses two, say 3 weeks, that that he even gets to play week one. I mean, they'll won't cut him and they won't IR him, but he'll probably be inactive. I would say the odds are our odds are good that he has as many carries as me and you week one.
Yeah, he won't be ready by week one. That's a total.
Somebody in the chat, find out who was center square. Yeah. For Hollywood Squares, and we need to know.
This is the older version. It says Paul Lind.
That was it, Paul Lind.
That's, yeah, but that's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of I'm not thinking of Hollywood Squares with Tom Bergeron. I'm thinking of earlier than that.
Oh yeah,
but later than Paul Lind.
Paul Lind was center square for a while. He was like the wink, wink, closeted. I'm gay, but we all know I'm gay. But it's the 70s, and we can't say that I'm gay, so I'll just make all these jokes. Hilarious.
Shadow Stevens, I think, is who I'm thinking of.
Shadow Stevens. Wow. Jason Champagne says, if Traquan gets healthy, A.T. Perry may go on to the red shirt plan with a sprained eyelash. I don't know. Does Dennis Allen do the red shirt year like Sean Payton did?
Wait, does who do that?
Is Dennis Allen going to do the magical red shirt where they
for
get
who?
The for anybody? Like, oh. Just, you know, oh, they
yeah,
get
yeah, it. Yeah, to stash them. Yeah, I honestly, like, if everybody stays healthy, and we've got these guys and we've got to make decisions at cut time, yeah, I could see them doing that. Yeah, I'm getting a little concerned that we're a little too deep at certain positions.
I think they'll cut all those veteran wide receivers, Edwards, maybe Traquan, and they'll be like, we can cut Traquan and we can pick him up on a Sunday when we need him. We can put him on
Traquan. Traquan is about to become the new what's his
Andy
face?
Tanner.
He's Andy like Tanner. The Lux Andy Tanner. He's like the Lux Andy Tanner.
Tommy, what's his face?
Andy Tanner that can block.
Tommy Stevens. Tommy Lee Lewis.
Tommy Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Who else was there? There was another white guy back a while ago.
Austin Carr. Austin Carr. Yeah.
That's not who I was thinking of. I don't know. But anyway, but yes.
His name is Eric.
Always got. No, not Nick. But anyway, but yeah, we've always got one receiver that we just sign, cut, release, sign, cut. Signed,
Thomas, where are we on donations and how much do we what how many weeks consecutively have I had to drink?
We are getting dangerously close to six consecutive weeks, Ralph.
That's right.
1200 away. Come on.
And, we had a few new donations. RG Savage donated 100 bits, Budridge also 100 bits, then Hooded Golfer 100 bits, and after that RG Savage with 400 bits donation. Thanks guys for the support.
So yeah, I want to thank everybody. And people are signing up like crazy. And Dave, of course, disappears. And of course, Thomas, he doesn't realize that he can't just walk away and leave me all alone He missed the train horn.
On all I was wrong, but now Hatchet John has put us through 10K bits.
See, you missed it, Dave.
So we reached the donation goal.
You missed it. Hatchet John put us over the top.
And there Hatchet, we go. And Hatchet John is the donation leader, so MVP. Right. So he has to choose.
And what are
he
the
also
options?
Sent us a donation message. We'll get you there, Ralph. Have to let you marinate.
We have pineapple rum, or Crown Royal vanilla. The Crown Royal vanilla, it's going to be delicious, but it's a lot.
I know. You would enjoy Crown Royal vanilla.
It's a lot, though. It's going to be hard to do.
I don't know. I'm trying to open a 2019 barrel-aged Imperial Stout, and it's got the wax sealing on it.
Dude, the wax seal is
well, this is where I'm going to give Nikolai props, because Nikolai put the piece of tape in there that you can just unwrap and then get access to the thing. But these people did not do that. So this is a
wax
real thing.
Wax seals are a hate crime against crippled people. And I stand by that 100%. I said what I said.
What did he say? What are we drinking? Hatchet John says the rum.
The rum. Damn it.
Drinking the rum.
How old is the rum?
The rum is 2012.
Seriously?
So it's old. Jesus.
Oh, that is 11, it's 11 years old.
Where's your bucket,
so what happens,
man,
with the meter? Does the meter reset and we do this again?
No, I mean, it if does you get to reset. So I mean, we appreciate everybody. And I just want to say a hearty thank you. Dave, did you know? Did you know that today this little podcast, this little ramshackle amateur hour podcast, yeah, do you know we crossed the 2 million download threshold today?
Really? And that only, that's just from like
half of it is in Malta.
Well, but no, but like that doesn't include like the stuff we did like 10 years ago and 9 years ago and 8 years ago.
We didn't
ago.
Start using Podbeams till 2011. So 2007, 8, 9, and 10 aren't even included.
Okay.
So
not that we were getting that many listens.
No, I mean back when you were in charge of Canal Street Chronicles, we used to be plastered all over that thing. And some weeks we'd do amazing. But I know
That's how we got me.
2 million downloads of this little ramshackle podcast. And thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody for signing up. Dave.
Pardon my take, just got to 1 billion, so we've got a long way to go.
We've got a long way to go. Well, we did 2,500 downloads today. Same. People are pumped.
You did a show. I would have done a show after the game. I didn't even know you were doing a post game show.
I thought you were at the game. I left early.
I was home watching the game.
The end of it. You should have hopped on.
Well, I would have.
We mean
didn't know it was a thing.
That's right. So I'm gonna do pineapple rum. Thanks to everybody for donating. Thomas, by the way, when are we having the drawing to see who gets to sit in on the live show?
In 2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I gotta go get a goddamn knife to open this thing.
All right, well, let me do the shot first.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm watching. You know, Ken, I hope, Thomas, that like you're putting together like a compilation of.
I will. I have a better idea, by the way. You will see.
Like his face is after he takes the drinks. Like I want a compilation of all of them together.
I have every time stamp ready of him getting a drink, man. Don't worry.
Dave, I know you say it marinates and it makes it better the age, but I don't think that's true for everything. That was horrible.
I don't know about pineapple rum, but with sugar in it, I don't know. All right, let me go get a knife. Hold on.
So while Dave goes and gets a knife, Dave has at least. For me, Thomas, I have an excuse. I have one good arm. The wax seal is terrible. I battle it. I think Nikolai did it for shits and giggles. and that's my. But Dave, like, he doesn't have any. He's got two working arms. He should not be battling the wax seal like it's a Rubik's cube. Oh, by the way, Ark Midge says the compilation is a great idea.
I agree.
October says we need a time every time Dave takes a break and leaves, we need a counter.
Right, I'm back. This better be the best fucking beer I've ever tasted.
RJ Savage asks how much to drink the Crown Royal.
Half of that? 5,000?
Get us to 150 before the end of the show and I'll
150? You mean 1,500?
Like 15K, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15K.
You should have said. Somebody said, "I'm surprised." You should have taken the camera with you into the.
I can't take the turret with me. It's
the turret.
It's way too big.
I'm gonna be completely transparent with the people. This is why you should be a patron. You get the behind the scenes.
Oh, there it is, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Terry, 5K bids donation. Holy shit.
Wow. Wow. I got to open this. I got to get it open.
Did you have MVP leader, by the way?
I'm good we're stalling here because I am. Look.
Well, I'm stalling too.
I'm still working on this wax seal.
I can't get the Crown Royal open either, Dave. I have to. Hey, Sally, I need assistance.
I really
can't get the Crown Royal.
Get silly on camera.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Oh, man.
I got it. I got the one good arm. I got the strength of 2 12-year-olds.
Saints Happy Hour needs your support so we can keep giving you the Saints coverage you love. Become a patron to help us keep giving you the best daily Saints podcast on earth. Supporting Saints Happy Hour gives you the best Saints podcast every day without any stupid ads or promos like this one. And patrons also get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7, early access to podcast episodes, our world-famous booze bundle with 4 amazing swag items. So do it. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Oh, I'm scared of this because...
I think I've gotten some access to the bottle cap here. Okay. My wife's going to be pissed. There's going to be green wax all over the floor here tomorrow.
Why is there green wax all over the floor in the...
Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
So, Butterich, you're in the chat.
Oh, I got it.
So, this, Butterich, I need you to be completely honest. This isn't like poisoned. It isn't 100 years old. It isn't like Lyndon Johnson's Crown Royal Vanilla. Like, this is not... RJ Savage wants Dave in on this. Okay. I'm gonna have to do this.
I didn't join a fraternity for this exact reason. Like, you can't make me drink things I don't want to drink. It's just, I don't do it.
All right, here we go.
Dave, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid destiny.
I'm doing this in 3, though. This is a lot. I'm not doing this in 1. I'm doing this in 2.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
I lied. I did it in 1.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, and that's the other thing too, is I can't do that. Like, I don't have the ability to like chug like that. I don't know. Anyway, impressed. This episode's about to get real interesting. Let's start talking about actual Saints stuff. We're losing some people here, I think.
No, I mean, well, we're down 3. We're down from 32 to 29. No, but they know what we are. Now, here's the thing.
I mean, the people that are listening to this later on their drive to work tomorrow morning.
Well, no, I want to give Thomas credit.
Ooh, that is good.
The donations are amazing, and I want to say, Dave, I'm getting a little buzz, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to.
No doubt.
Don't say it, man.
No doubt.
But I'm going to. I'm going to say this.
Maybe you
people
shouldn't.
Like I'm reading like the comments on like Apple and different things, and they're like. You guys with your production, you're just trying to be like Underhill and Ross Jackson. And I'm like, listen,
wait,
Underhill and Ross Jackson are amazing. You could say we stink. You could say we're terrible. Don't tell me we're like other podcasts. Like when I see other podcast hosts doing shots, then you can compare us to other podcasts. Until then, I don't want to hear it. Like, we might be terrible.
They would be talking about the Saints right now. We are not talking
about the Saints. We are not talking about the Saints.
Played yesterday for the first time in 6 months, and we are not talking about the Saints.
We are talking about shots and other things. I'm just saying, we say what you want about us. We are our own unique brand. The Wicker Man says, I'm a long-time Crown Royal hater because it's so overpriced, but I got to say Crown Royal Apple is pretty good for shots. I mean, Crown Royal, like, I'm not going to lie. It went down smooth. Oh, vanilla, it went. I was like, it's a big shot, and it's down.
I don't think it is any bigger. I think it just looks bigger. Fuck it's got to be the same.
Let's go.
It's got to be the same milliliters.
Back to actual Saints stuff, Dave.
Yeah.
The defense, they looked good. Then they were bad. Then they were good again. So let's start with the good. 4th down stop on defense. Interception, which
there was a guy on Twitter, by the way, who was breaking down this 4th down stop and said that the Chiefs just blew it. Like they didn't run it to the left side. The Saints had the right side totally stacked, and they just I don't know. I don't know, that's a problem. Well,
for Kansas City. That's a Kansas City problem. It's not a Saints problem.
I'm just saying.
But here's the thing, and I want to say this about the Saints defense. I'm all in on Colin Saunders, all in. One, because I'm going to struggle pronouncing his name all year. So that means he's going to be good. Because if he just had an easy name to pronounce and remember, like he would just go off and not be that good. because it's like, is it Colin Sanders? Is it Colin Saunders?
Like David Carr, right?
I have the Saints pronunciation.
So right how here. Is it?
It's, well, it says K-A-H, Callan Saunders. His last name is Saunders because it's S-A-U. So it's Saunders.
So
Callan Saunders.
Colin Saunders. I'm all in on the Saunders.
Also Tyron Matthew.
I'm all in on the Kalen.
Jesus Christ. Say it Colin. One more time. Colin, I think.
Colin. Colin Sanders.
Ralph can't say anyone's name right.
I'm all in.
I don't know. How are you? K-A-H. You could say that multiple different ways. You could pronounce that air.
Colin, I'm gonna say Colin Sanders. That's how I've heard. Colin Sanders. I'm all in.
No other pot. Russ Jackson doesn't have 30 seconds on pronouncing Colin Sanders.
No, because he's a professional.
He does not have 30 seconds.
He's a professional. He's the best. Friend of the program.
Well, because he would be reading off of this chart. I'm reading off the chart, I still
he would have scripts and pronunciations and brackets. Like, he's a true professional, friend of the program. You should check out when I talked to Ross Jackson. I asked him to stay 20 minutes. He stayed an hour. It's amazing interview.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. So, Colin Sanders, I'm all in on the Colin Sanders hype train. He is going to be amazing. Here's why. One, I struggle to pronounce his name. Two, Dave, he is fun. Like, his videos at the Saints social media have been putting up where, like, freezing cold takes that he does. He did the worm yesterday, yeah, which was great. Amazing. I am all in on him being really, really good. And yesterday just confirmed it. The defensive line, man, Dennis Allen was like, Marcus Davenport, Onyemata, Shy Tuttle, get out of here. I'm renovating the whole thing. And yesterday, first game, Dennis Allen's plan to renovate the whole defensive line basically looked pretty good, Dave.
Yeah, well, like, you know, he's a defensive coach. So I've said this the whole time. When Sean Payton was running the Saints, I would expect the offense to be good. With Dennis Allen running the Saints, I'm going to expect the defense to be good. So he should know what he's doing.
Thomas, check the timestamp on this. Octobrus has a great idea. He says, can we give a speak and spell? That should be a tier, the speak and spell tier. If we get 500 people to donate $2 a month, I will buy a speak and spell, and we will type in Saints players' names, and the speak and spell will tell me what to do.
Well, no, actually, I'm going to go. I have it in front of me, so let's go over a few of them, actually, because...
Okay,
so, like, I've always heard Juge say Tano Passignon. We've always been worried about his last name.
Tano.
It's Tano.
Tano.
T-A-W-N-O is how this is written. So Tano Passignon.
Like Tonto.
Tano. Tano Passignon. Alvin Kamara is actually on here because it's Kamara, not Kamara. It's Kamara.
Blake. No, well, Alvin Kamara says it's Kamara, Kamara. You can do either one. His mom does Kamara. Other people do Kamara. You can do
it. It's Blake Groupie. Groupie. Here we go. Chuck Filiunga.
I don't even know. I didn't even know he was on this.
He's a guard.
I didn't even know he existed.
Now. He's a guard. That's why you need this sheet. The sheet is great. There's shit bullshit on here that you, yeah. But he's a guard. And it's funny because you would, the way it's spelled is not how you would pronounce it. It's spelled, like, you, the way you spelled, you would pronounce it Filiangna. But you know, this is Filiunga. Anyway, Demario Davis, Kiki Kuti, Brian Brzee. Okay, so it's more of like a Z instead of an
Stop
F sound. It's Brzee.
The people in this country.
October says Kuti got cut.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He got cutty. if Ralph was pronouncing it. And then, by the way, it's also Nephi Sewell.
Yeah, Who Dat Ambush says record Max saying the names, and anytime Ralph has to say a name, play the Max soundbite of the correct pronunciation.
It's not Nephi Sewell, it's Nephi Sewell.
Oh, and by the way, I want anybody, Thomas, we might need to do a poll. Anybody who's on the live stream that's not a patron, Andrew called me and said that we needed to stop running the ad of Max telling people to sign up because you couldn't understand what Max was saying. So I want people that aren't a patron. Does the Max commercial, did you understand what he was saying? And did it make you more or less likely to become a patron?
All right. Well, I got two more. this might be my favorite one, is Isaac Yedum. Yedum. Okay, that's how you pronounce that. It's Yedum.
Yedum.
So, and then we're big fans in the Cariello household. My son is a big fan. Ugo Umadi, number zero. Love the number zero. My son noticed it right away. It made him stand out. And then, of course, he was the one. He had an interception, bringing it back to the game and some analysis. My son is a big fan of Ugo Umadi, and I don't blame him, actually.
So here's a
buzzer. And that's the same thing. The wide receiver cornerback, I feel like we have a lot of depth there. And I feel like we're going to have to, like you said, we're going to have to redshirt somebody. Give him the old Peyton
redshirt. Alante Taylor playing in the slot was kind of a disaster.
Well, it's fine. I mean, it's fine.
Here's the thing. Butterich asked, where would you put the Saints ending on the shenanigans chart / pyramid? That's a good question, Butterich, because here's the thing. The ending of the game was hilarious in every aspect. I thought for a second, Dave, that the Stanford band was going to come on the field. Les Miles was going to make an appearance. Like, the Saints go for two. And by the way, the Saints 2-point conversion, I'm not even sure it was a football play. It looked like a 7-year-olds trying to do an evacuation from a school. Like, it was that terrible. So I don't know. And then the Saints, they kick off. They don't do an onside kick. But so I was like, okay, they didn't do an onside kick. Dennis Allen's is like, we lost. Let's just get out of here. But then Kansas City starts running the ball, and Dennis Allen starts taking timeouts. But then Andy Reid, for some reason that I don't understand at all, is like, let's run a screen pass. And the Saints
tie. It's preseason.
Ty Summers, who another player I didn't know existed until that very moment, intercepts the ball. And
he had a little bit of a day, huh? Ty Summers.
He did have a little bit of a day.
Because we were listening it to on the radio on the way out of the game. So this would have been late. This would have been early fourth quarter, and it seemed like Ty Summers was in on every play. They kept saying
he's making a push. And by the way, how do you say Blake Group's name again?
Groupie.
Groupie comes on, makes the game-winning kick at the buzzer, but also, Dave, apparently Dome Security was like,
"Yeah,
right. You need to get off the field, buddy. You're right.
Son, you're lost.
You're lost." Go find your dad and sit in the premium seat.
Son, you're not supposed to be here.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, wait, you kicked the game winning.
It was not Ty Summers. It was Kai. Butterich is saying it was Kai Phillips.
Kyle Phillips.
So, like, Kyle Phillips was like that random signing the Saints did from the Jets, who's like great at run stopping but terrible pass rusher. So.
Well, my point still stands. Ty Summers was making a bunch of plays out there.
Summertime.
I'm looking at my notes from the game since, you know, we're not hitting many of them. undrafted free agent update. I don't know. I think we're all losers this year.
With the
Shaq Davis. I don't even know if he played. Nick Anderson.
Is he still on the team?
I don't know. Seriously. I have no idea. No, you know what? He's not. He's not. Actually. I don't know. Does this mean you get the first pick? Because you know what? I don't think he is on the team.
He's been
roster right here.
I was told by Budrich. I was told by another source. I was told by like two other sources.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, he is.
Besides Budrich, like, Orge is the guy you need to pick, Ralph. He's the guy. He has a path to this team. He's looking good. He's been looking good in OTAs. In minicamp, he's the guy you need to pick. I believe it was a conspiracy by Juge. He told Budrich, told these other two sources, tell that cripple, pick Orgy, and I'm going to make it a three. And I believe this is a conspiracy against me. All you people, you hate the handicap.
I don't think any of our free agent sons are really doing anything special.
And I thought
that's good, though, because that's the way it's supposed to be. I think that speaks to how
roster.
How yeah the roster
good the roster is. I thought for a second because Gillikin shanked his first punt, I was like, oh no, and I said it on the group chat. I was like, the door is open for Headley, but then Headley shanked the punt, and then Gillikin like rebounded and had like two really good punts. So October smoke, says smoke I'm also. Open. I'm open and actively against you, Ralph. Thanks, October.
So what happened with Smoke Monday? Because when I was watching, I didn't see anything from Smoke Monday. He wasn't out there, but then he nailed somebody.
He murdered a dude.
Smoke Monday.
Is he gonna make the team?
He's might. He might. Remember, Dave, never wrong. Only early.
No, I think I don't. I think I can get like a retroactive win here.
I mean, it's Smoke Monday is. I think he's definitely practice squad material. Like he's, I was worried that like the knee injury would kill him, but he's making some plays. And by the way, the draft pick the Saints made, Howden, I think is how you say his name. Check your list. Check your list.
No, Bowden.
Is it Bowden? Is it? Check his name. He's making plays. I think
Jordan Howden. Yeah.
Jordan Howden. This draft class, I don't, it's, look, listen, to compare it to 2017.
Jordan Howden, number 31 on the roster, number one in your hearts.
But I think every draft pick's going to make the team. And here's an interesting thing, and I'll give Butteridge full credit. And by the way, if you are a patron, make sure you get into Discord. We're chatting with Saints all the time. You don't have to deal with all the crap from Twitter. And if you're not a patron, become a patron. You get access to the Discord. I'll give Butteridge full credit because he posted this in the Discord. Saldivari, 40% of the snaps, which goes to our next point on the rundown, Dave. The Saints, their backup offensive line is terrible. Like, Jameis got sacked 3 times, and I know Jameis is like a sack waiting to happen a lot of times. So that's part of it. But like, I am a degenerate gambler, and I watched a lot of preseason games because I was gambling on them. And offensive lines everywhere in the NFL are off.
Well, and I mean, how many times did Jake Kaner get sacked?
I don't know. He struggled to start.
He did.
He finished sultry though. He finished.
But how many sacks did he take? I want to know. Somebody give me this info.
During or after the game?
During the game, Jake.
All right.
Good one. That's in the Hall of Fame, Thomas. That's in your highlight reel for sure. When you want to move up to a better podcast, put that in your highlight reel. You'll get the job.
Jake Hader didn't get sacked at all. And he had a 71.9 rating.
Okay.
10 of 17, 105 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He's the best.
I actually knew that answer, but I wanted you to look that up and I wanted you to give. Because my point is I wouldn't compare Jameis Winston taking 3 sacks to Derek Carr not taking any sacks because Derek Carr is playing with a. No. I wouldn't compare Jameis Winston with Derek Carr because Derek Carr is playing with the ones. He's playing with the better offensive line. But I would compare Jameis Winston and Jake Haner because they're both playing with the twos, the threes, the fours, whatever. And out of all the three quarterbacks that played in the game,
that's right,
Jameis Winston was the only one that got sacked. And not just once, not just twice, but three times. The point I'm trying to make is that it's not the offensive line. I don't think that in Jameis Winston's case, I'm being dead fucking serious.
It's not
the offensive line. It's Jameis Winston. It's his inability to move around, to read the rush, right, to call out protection at the line, to get the pass off in time. It is Jameis Winston. I texted to you guys during the game. It was funny that now that Jameis Winston is now back to being the backup quarterback and we have a competent starting quarterback, because now in the span of one game, in the span of one half, you got to see the difference between the two guys, and it was night and day. It was night and day.
It was.
He's just he can throw the ball far. Like, that's it. That's what Andrew said. Like, he has a good arm. Like, that's all Jameis has. Like, all you mongoloids out there who make fun of me because I don't think Hail Marys are impressive. Like, that's all you're gonna get with Jameis Winston. Okay, that's Thomas. All he's good for is to throw the deep ball, and maybe somebody will get up and jump up and grab it. But other than that, he's a disaster.
He belongs
behind Jake Haener. I'd rather roll with Jake Haener. Give me more Jake Haener. I don't even know why we were playing. I don't even know why we bothered playing Jameis Winston in the preseason. We know what we have. Jameis Winston is a 7-8 year, whatever how long, vet of the NFL. We have plenty of tape on Jameis Winston. He doesn't need practice. Jake Haener needs practice. If you're not going to play Derek Carr, I almost called him David. If you're not going to play Derek Carr, then play Jake Haener and nobody else and nobody other than Jake Haener. We don't need to see Jameis Winston.
Well, here's the thing.
This
Thomas,
is a waste of time. You are wasting my time. I want one quarter of football back because you wasted the second quarter of that game was wasted watching that abomination. It was an abomination.
Here's the thing. Thomas, I sent you this tweet. I hope you have it ready in the holster, but it's from Mark AG. I want to give him full credit because he said, imagining Jameis Winston in other careers, like he runs a daycare where you drop your kid off and at the end of the day, he's either dead or fluent in Chinese. No in between.
The Wicker Man. The Wicker Man says Winston's not out there to see what he can do. He's out there for other players to get a good look. It's hard to get a good look when your quarterback's on his ass in the backfield, Wicker Man, all right? It's really difficult to see how good your receivers are when the ball doesn't even get thrown. Miss me with that shit.
It is. I mean,
how's the microphone? Hold on. Here comes my wife. She's about to yell.
Solve your problems with aggression.
Coming down the stairs now.
No, I'm jealous, Dave. I should have got the turret. Instead, I bought the Razor camera, which I hate. If you listen to behind the scenes, you'll understand that. And the Yeti, when I could have bought the turret of glory, combine them, and everything would be solved. I'd have the camera, the mic, the ring light, everything would have been solved.
You can still buy it, Ralph, and call yourself a collector of webcams and microphones.
You can open a museum.
I can donate the Yeti and the Razor camera to needy children in the Philippines or something. Jake Haener, he's the best drafted quarterback by the Saints in the last 40 years.
I love this tweet.
It is the perfect description of Jameis Winston. And Mark Agee, I would say this. If Jameis 101 DMs you, don't answer it. Block him immediately. Your life is in danger. Stay away from him. This tweet that you just did, Mark, it's violence to Jameis 101. It's the perfect description of Jameis. It really is.
Mark, you in danger, girl.
No, you got me off topic. I completely. Oh yeah, Jake Haener. The interesting thing about Jake Haener and
yeah, he
and
looked Andrew, terrible. I'll admit it. He looked. I wanted him to be so good.
No, Dave. I'll say this. I gambled on a bunch of preseason games and I watched
what?
All. The
oh my God, you are a degenerate.
I did, and you I watched a lot. I watched a lot of you. I bet the under on the Carolina Panthers.
I watched what's going to happen. Like, these teams aren't even trying. They're just like messing around. They're fucking around.
And I'm gambling on it.
They're like,
it's like a lottery ticket, man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Because I'm a degenerate gambler, I watch a lot of preseason football on the NFL Network. And of all the rookie quarterbacks, Dave, Jake Haener was one of the better ones. Anthony Richardson's terrible. The quarterback for the Panthers, who I'm getting buzzed and I can't think of his name, from Alabama. I want to say Blake Gillikin, but that's
Bryce funny. Young.
Bryce Young. He was awful. They got shut out by the Jets. So like all the rookie quarterbacks.
Oh, that's going to make for a good Hard Knocks.
Except for the quarterback for the Raiders, Aiden O'Connell, they were all ass this weekend. So Jake,
who could have predicted that?
But Jake Haener, like, he shrugged it off. Like, the pick, he bounced back. He had a decent game, 70.
I mean, did you see the photo shoot? Does that look like the face of a guy who gives a shit? No, I don't think so. That's what's going to make him great.
Buttered says, one of my buddies went 0 for 4 in his parlays tonight. I won.
Are there games tonight? Wait, I don't for think what games? Baseball?
I won money baseball. I won money on the Broncos game. Thank you, Sean. You didn't cover. By the way, Jared Stinnem, he's going to be starting by week 5. Russell Wilson, he looked like booty. And Sean Payton, right. I've seen that look. That look that Sean Payton had with Russell Wilson, that was the look Sean Payton had every start for Jameis Winston in 2021. He's like, what are you doing? I want to put hands on you. I know that look. Oh, and by the way,
he can trade for Jameis.
The fun of Saints Twitter laughing about Adam Trautman doing Adam Trautman type activities and popping passes.
Really? Was he doing Trautman things? Yes,
he was. Of course, he was.
Oh, I gotta go find. Oh,
oh man, it was amazing. It was amazing. Oh, I mean, I'm going to.
I gotta go to a Denver Broncos message board stat.
I'm going to hate watching gamble against the Broncos all year long. It's going to be my 3 o'clock pleasure on Sunday night.
My son asked me yesterday. He was like, "Who's your second favorite team?" And I'm like, "I don't have it's the Saints or nothing. Like, I don't have and I was like, so I was trying to think of other teams, and like, I was thinking of every team I was thinking of. I could think of a reason, like there was some game that they played the Saints, and I could think of a reason why I hated them. And then literally like 2 hours later, when we were at home, I was like, you know what? You know who my second favorite team was going to be? The Broncos, because I'm really curious to see what Sean Payton's going to do and what he does with Trautman and all those other guys that he's taken from us. So the Broncos are my second favorite team right now. So at safety, I'm looking at this thing right now. Do we think that Smoke Monday or Ugo Amadi are going to beat out Jonathan Abram or Lonnie Johnson Jr. or JT Greg?
Come on, man. Have faith in your Sunday.
Not JT Gray, because he's a special teams demon, captain, etc. The other two, I think Smoke Monday can beat him out. I do.
Ugo Amadi?
He can beat him out. Like Jonathan Abrams, Lonnie Johnson, like the Saints signed them the minimum deal. Like Smoke Monday can totally, he can totally beat them out.
I just want to see them on the team.
I need Thomas to play the Smoke Monday every day soundbite for a regular season moment. That's what I need.
Smoke Monday
every day.
That's what I need.
We need a second version of our T-shirt. T-shirt.
People, Thomas and Dave, this is where you can get on the money making. People want themed T-shirts. They want sound bites of the T-shirt.
I know.
DM me in the Discord. I would buy a T-shirt.
I know. I've put zero effort.
I'm not a big
I don't need a donation update, Thomas, because they've donated enough to do two shots.
I mean, we do. We have new donations, man.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. People want to be an MVP, and they want to be on the show.
Tell us. Hit us with it.
And there's not many chances left. We have our drawing in 2 weeks, guys. A reminder. And we have two new donations from Tiger Saint for overall 800 bits. Thanks, man.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys, and by the way, I just want to say this.
Savage wants to know what else you've got to drink. Sounds like he's thinking about making a move. What do we got to get to now? 2,000? Or 17,100?
Additional 1K bits from Tiger Saint.
17,100.
I mean, I've got a Ziploc. I've got a Ziploc bag. We're running low.
Yeah, I can land this plane, guys. It's all right. I can land this plane.
Dave, when was the last time we had so much audio trouble you had to land the plane? Probably like
never. I don't know.
But here's the thing. So Kevin is gonna have to work nights for like a couple of weeks until his work hires somebody new or something.
Plus he has no way to watch the preseason games.
No, I gave him a DirecTV login.
Did he watch the game?
And he watched the free. He better have, because I said download the app. Here's my password. Here's my login. You can watch the game on the NFL Network. And by the way, this is great for me, is all the game, the Saints, the first two games are on the NFL Network, and then they play the Texans the third game. I'll get the local Houston broadcast, so I don't have to buy the NFL Plus, which is a disaster and not worth the money. So I'm excited about that. But, Thomas, we said to Kevin, because when he's not here, he wants to be part of the show, and he'll be part of the show. I'll make him wake up, and we'll record some weekly shows. Dave, if you're available, you can record some shows too.
I am.
Or maybe we'll do something. Maybe we'll do something after the show.
Oh, we could do that too. I'm available this evening.
That's right. So Kevin always wants to be part of the show, and he said, "I'll send Thomas a love update." But of course, Kevin doesn't understand brevity. Or like a short clip. Yeah,
but that's why we have a producer that can edit, right?
But he doesn't
right,
know. Thomas? But he sent Thomas the clip like 10 minutes before Thomas goes to bed in Poland.
No, right. I was asleep, man. I was asleep.
Which, by the way,
what time is it right now in Poland? It's 10 p.m. New Orleans time. What time is it right now in Poland?
Right now, 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So it actually worked out because I had... calamity in the Marlborough household, and Thomas actually woke up randomly and saw my message. I was like, Thomas, we got a bump.
Yeah.
Again.
I wanted to check if Kevin sent me the video, and he didn't when I woke up in the middle of the night, man.
Thomas, this video Kevin sent, it's a love update, but it's like 12 minutes long. It's like Jane Austen novel.
4 minutes, 30 seconds, unfiltered, guys, and I haven't seen it. Seriously? So you never know. He may be naked or something.
Wow, Kevin shirtless.
This is going to be so boring. This is when you can go get a popcorn, get a drink, go to the bathroom. This is the time to play it,
Thomas. Maybe it'll be amazing.
Let's not prolong this.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I couldn't be there again this week.
Oh, and he's outdoors in the windy environment.
But it's not like I'm going to provide anything useful to you. Offense looked good in the first drive. Blah blah blah. Kendra Miller. Whatever. Whatever. You know, Olave only got one target. A.T. Perry looked pretty good.
He's walking across the
UDFA parking lot, isn't he? Is threatening to make the team and thus ensure a dynasty on his end. God damn it.
Who's his
There you go. That's what I'm bringing to the table. The real reason I'm sending this video is to provide a Kevin's love update. Over the weekend, went on a date with a nice lady. We went to, she lived about 30 to 35 minutes away in Illinois.
Oh my God, he's going, he's desperate, he's going to Illinois.
Don't be mistaken, this is not to be confused with St. Louis pizza, which is absolute crap. Thin cracker crust.
Yeah, we could have edited this.
Shitty tomato sauce.
This is extraneous.
Provel cheese, which
I feel Provel the cheese is draining the devil's out of asshole.
It is absolutely atrocious. So oh this was not that. It was actually good pizza. Then we went to this
the
ice cream
joint. The only thing worse would be me talking about Everton.
And let me tell you, this is the best goddamn ice cream I ever had. Like,
is ice cream a euphemism
for sex? It's like a boutique ice cream joint, but... Boy, I
yada yada over the best
two
part.
Scoops of, yeah, one scoop of this watermelon flavor, and then this other. The ice cream was blue. It was blue. I got a little bit of that on a spoon, took a bite of it. I felt my eyes dilate. That's how good it was. Or that could be
Kevin
a health issue. I don't know.
Blue ice cream
anyway,
food dye is a very
new
well.
Concept. Has he never seen an
well
ice cream
enough.
Truck in his life?
Dropped her off.
His blue ice cream every other time he sees the ice cream truck.
I don't know. The vibes weren't there.
Are like, you kidding me? Is this just going to be some
you should feel
average update?
When you go out on a date? It's like I can't describe it. Can't quite put my finger on it. But
Kevin, you're on the
you
way.
Feel, there's something you know. Apologies for the wind, Tomas.
Thomas, keep the sound bites coming.
I'm around in the corner. I'm behind the building now. There's something you feel. There's something you know when it's right. So, date was okay. I texted her, wasn't feeling it, and wished her luck. She offered to pay for her half of the date, which I told her was unnecessary.
This was unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Plus side.
This update is unnecessary.
Ended up talking with another woman. We had a phone call that went 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a relationship advance that quickly in my entire life.
And then we did a brief video chat that went like another 10 or 15 minutes.
I don't even want to spend 3 hours with my own wife.
Talked about a variety of stuff. Just verged all over the damn place. Or veered all over the damn place.
They're going to fuck each other next.
Like, this lady was easy on the eyes and
the easy on the eyes, like it's 1957.
A genuine ball buster in a good way.
Suck on this bitch.
Yeah, fascinating. Very fascinating lady. I'm going to try and see if we can go out this coming weekend.
Is she in the medical field profession? That's the only question I have.
And I'll keep you guys posted on that. So
if you come, best from you best. Come hard.
Midwestern paradise that is St. Louis.
He's getting closer and closer to the camera, Dave. It's very upsetting.
That's it. Thomas, look, I got to say, this is an indictment on you. You got to watch these videos before you play this.
I do.
That should never have been aired. That should never have made this podcast. Our listeners should never have heard those.
Told you it was. I didn't have time. It was like
was
right
totally
before the
pointless.
Podcast.
There was nothing like I thought he was like getting engaged or there was
Me
some
too.
Exciting story. Like that was just like. I went on a date with a girl, and it was kind of sucked, and that's it.
We had blue ice cream, yada, yada,
Jesus
yada.
Jesus Christ.
I mean...
don't put that on the next application for Louisiana Sports
Fighters.
We
go for the three-peat. Yeah. Burn the tape.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know why Kevin thought that was worthy of sending in to you.
Never doubt Kevin's ability... to tell you in 4 minutes what he could have told you in 20 seconds.
This could have been an email.
You could have done it in a text.
Jesus,
right?
Kevin. My God.
Just kidding. We love you, Kevin. We love you, Kevin.
I'm not kidding. Cajun I'm not kidding. That was totally pointless.
The Cajun Sands says that makes me want to cancel Patreon. Cajun Sands, how long have you been with us? You know what Kevin is.
You're not canceling.
You're not canceling. You're not going anywhere. Yeah, you know what Kevin is. We love Kevin. But the awards are in jeopardy. Long story short, it's the academic decathlon scene from Billy Madison. We are dumber for having watched that. We all are. Seriously. Are you looking for a new closet chum, Dave?
I don't know. I can't. Now that I'm facing a different direction, I can't fit the sign behind me.
I got something in the holes.
We need another 2,900 bits and we get to 20,000 and then Ralph has to drink something else.
I don't know. I have to find something else.
I think he never drank three drinks on one show.
Well,
so that would be
a first time for anything. You know what? Jake Haener never started the game for the Saints. There's a first time for everything.
Jake Haener, greatest drafted Saints quarterback in the last 40 years. All right. So we added a love update. That was maybe the most painful love update I've ever had.
It was.
So we had trivia, Thomas.
Painful for us, not painful for Kevin. It was painful for us.
He had a blue ice cream social. It was great.
Damn,
for him.
I've never seen blue ice cream. What the fuck?
Blue ice cream. It was like my own personal episode of Bluey. Thomas, we got trivia. What you got? Did Buttridge send a banger in tonight, or is it a layup?
Ooh, you tell me. I mean, he sent a multiple trivia, so I had something to choose from. I chose an easier one. He sent me today, I think, or yesterday, a very hard one. So I skipped this one.
By the way,
Jesus!
If there's anybody out there that wants to sponsor the trivia, we're open for business. I'm just saying. Thomas, fire it away.
Ralph, nice plug. Before I start the trivia, thanks to Tiger Saint for 900
Hi, everybody.
Bits.
Sorry I couldn't be
Oh,
there.
Damn, I forgot to mute Kevin. Sorry, guys.
Jesus, Thomas. No.
Yeah, we don't need to hear it again.
This video is cursed.
Whatever the Costco meats and cheeses are in Poland, that's what you're getting this week.
God. Trivia question. Who was Aaron Brooks' first career touchdown pass? prone to.
I like to answer quickly off the top of my head. I'm gonna say Boo Williams.
No, it's that first game he started against the Rams. I won't cheat and look it up. I know he only completed like 9 of 20 passes in the game, and like two of his biggest plays were like pass interference calls to Joe Horn. I know they were out of running back, so they had like Gerald Williams scoring touchdowns. I'm gonna say it's somebody like Bud Rich. He pulled this out of his ass because he knew it's somebody freaking weird. It's like, I'm gonna say Anthony Glover, who was a tight end of the 2000 Saints. Finally, Dave, who do you got?
I already answered.
All right, Dave, Thomas, hit us up with it.
All right, let's see if you were right, guys.
Boo Williams.
No, Boo Williams. Whoa! Willie Jackson! I should have known that, because Willie Jackson, of course, his first touchdown, and Willie Jackson had the amazing playoff game against the Rams. Did the duck walk?
We have the video, by the way.
Oh, show the video.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Look at that. Look at that turf. That is.
Oh, it was against. I forgot.
The Cowboys? Is that the Cowboys?
No, it's the Raiders. I totally forgot that.
Look at that turf. You could blow out a knee on that turf.
Well, you couldn't. Then Aaron, poor Jeff Blake broke his leg on that turf. No, the thing is with Aaron Brooks, I always forget, Dave. I always think of his beginning with the Saints of that.
This was November 2000, by the way.
First start was against the Rams, but he came in for an injured Jeff Blake and had mop-up duty against the Raiders.
Go. See, you don't know shit.
I don't.
So Boo Williams wasn't on the 2000 Saints?
No, I don't believe so. Aaron Brooks, second best quarterback in Saints history.
When was Boo Williams on the team? 2003, 2004?
Yeah. So that's great work by you, Thomas. You're back to getting quality meats and cheeses. Or did Bud send you that video?
Bud sends me everything, including videos. He's a champ. He's a champ.
Sponsored by Bud.
I like Bud Rich. We love him, and he sends like the Saints highlight of the day, like the primetime ESPN footage of the highlights from the 90s. But he sends like horrible Saints games. Like today, he did Saints Detroit from 1989, where the Saints like lose in her. They look horrible. It was the last game Bobby Hebert started. John Forcade started the next week. Butterich, you should only pick winning Saints games for highlights in the Discord, because we want to feel good about it. So, Thomas, donation update. Where are we?
Yeah, big donation update. Another 5K bits donation. This time from Cajun Sands. He with donation message for pulling Kevin's lame update.
Is this,
and also thanks to the Wicker Man for two seconds.